his tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom,
what is up, Wisconsin? I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, sweet relief for us in southeastern Wisconsin. What a glorious thing to wake up to the 70s. I mean, that's just amazing. I hope you all are enjoying perhaps a rainy and yet much cooler day today. We've got a great show this afternoon. Got a couple of really, really special guests stopping by. As you have now become accustomed to in the 3 o'clock hour, it is always Maggie and the Millionaires. I'm going to be joined by an incredible woman this afternoon. Really excited to have her. Her name is Tiffany Muller. She helped found and is the president of End Citizens United and Let America Vote, which I don't know about you. Like, yeah, that's a thing. Coming right on the heels of our discussion yesterday with Scott Ellis about this disease of out-of-control wealth. And by that, we mean people that have more than 30 mil in the bank. Nobody needs more than 30 mil in the bank. What we talked about with Scott yesterday was, you've got all this obnoxious wealth, and since you can't buy any more Rolls Royces or homes or, I don't know, fancy jewels, eventually this obscene, obnoxious wealth, something north of 30 mil, which includes Eric Hovde and Ron Johnson and Donald Trump and many of our now candidates and electeds, what do they do with this if they're not trying to buy an office, buy an election directly as the candidate? Citizens United just told them, well, you can just spend unlimited dollars on political campaigns, so you yourself don't actually even have to be the candidate. You just pay for all their advertising and control them that way.
Corporations are people, except for when you have to hold them accountable as people, and then they're not.
Then they're not. Just ask the Sacklers, who own Purdue Pharma, who created the opioid epidemic, which brings me to my second very special guest. Thank you for that transition, Brian. We are going to be joined by Dr. Rahul Gupta today. Dr. Gupta is the director of the White House Office on Gun Control Policy. Why are we doing this? Because it is the International Day to Combat Addiction. So all of that happening today on the show. Again, want to remind everybody, we've got a special guest tomorrow, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area, who just became Civic Media's political editor, will be joining me for a conversation. Really excited about that. You can hear from Dan tomorrow. You can find some of Dan's writings, all that good stuff at the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. But I was struck today, Brian, as I was coming into work, there were lots of cars. I happened to go by one of UW Milwaukee's dormitories. I was driving through Marquette's campus. Seems to be a lot of college students checking into their dorms.
Suckers. I mean, yes, there are a lot of kids moving in.
What a miserable experience to move into a college. Like, there's no way to make either the moving into a college dormitory or actual dorm living enjoyable, unless you go to one of those fancy Nancy private schools that have,
I had
like
a great time in the dorms. It was ridiculous. That I also went to the dorms when the Nintendo 64 came out, and that's when 007 Bond was there.
Wow.
And that's when Mario Kart was a thing, and there were, you know, kids with TVs in their rooms and skipping classes, having Mario Kart tournaments, and having, like, if you had an interactive dorm, it was fun.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I had plenty of good times. I think, you know, collective living, whether you're doing it at in college or you have some other experience, even if it's a close-knit condo or apartment building and you get, that's a good time, like fellowship and actually meeting and greeting people every day and developing relationships based on proximity and just, again, that idea of living as a community. Like, that's, there's a lot of good that comes from that. But listen, I used to live, when I was at Marquette my freshman year, I checked into the Beer Can on 16th and Wisconsin. old McCormick Hall for all of you Warriors or Golden Eagles or your preferred nomenclature for the Marquette mascot. That place was interesting. It was originally built so that all the dorms were singles. Of course, they crammed two of us into, and they were pie wedges because the building was round. So you had no reliable corners. It made for very, very cramped
living. I feel like this is a unique Marquette problem rather than a universal. I mean, the move-in day is just absolute, you know, ridiculousness
chaos,
in the first place.
Right? People are boxing out for the tubs, you know, to put your stuff. Yeah. Never seen my mom get so into it. Like,
both of my siblings, both of my siblings have worked in higher education, specifically in dorm life as well. And so I have a unique perspective on this. And they, yeah, there's no good way to make that happen.
I was myself never an RA, would definitely not qualify for that sort of responsibility level at the 18, 19, 20-year-old range.
My brother moved all the way up to a Title IX investigator. He went to, he was an RA, then he was the head of a dorm, and then he went to a Title IX investigator, and he kind of got burned out after having to tell someone.
Why are we talking to your brother on the show?
Well, I got to get him, he's got to recover a little bit. He's now working for Big Pork instead.
One taskmaster for another.
What burned him out was having to explain. You should not put your genitals into someone else's peanut butter. You just shouldn't. And I have to explain that to someone. And that reality for him was was fun for a while.
Is it specific to the peanut butter or the genitals? Or is this just like genitals and food substances writ large? I can't believe.
I guess in general, if you're going to go and put them in contact, I would take the peanut butter out of the jar and apply it like a lotion type of situation.
All right, Brian. No.
You were just asking.
Stop talking.
I'm trying to give good recommendations for everyone.
I'm putting my proverbial foot down.
That's fine.
If we had a Maggie Dawn show late night version, we could explore this topic at length, but we don't. I mentioned all of this returning to school. It's Labor Day weekend coming up. This is the kickoff. We talked about teachers and students and classrooms at these extraordinary heat levels yesterday. So always a lot of excitement and enthusiasm, maybe even a little dread this time of year, both professors, teachers, and students all across the board.
I still have it. I still have anxiety. Like
anxiety.
I'm behind. I'm already behind. Haven't started, but I'm already behind. Right. I'm not in school.
But on a very, very serious note, and I'm working to potentially get Dr. Ben Weston, who's a community health expert, acts as one of the health policy advisors for Milwaukee County, trying to get him lined up for next Tuesday, the very start of school for many, many, many school systems across the state. It's looking good, folks. We're probably going to have Dr. Ben on Tuesday. But the reason that I mention all this, and I want to talk a little bit about this, is because rates of vaccine waivers amongst Wisconsin school students, not just public school students, but school students, because this has to get reported up to the State Department of Education as well as the State Department of Health Services. These have been skyrocketing. There's been great reporting from a number of news outlets across the state. This isn't just a Milwaukee thing. It's not a danger. It's rural and urban. This anti-vax thinking has taken a stronger and stronger foothold. To be sure, probably very predictable coming out of COVID. But the consequences can be indeed absolutely devastating. So here are some of the statistics. We have seen an increase in the vaccine waivers, as well as students simply not turning in their immunization or their vaccine paperwork. So there's two things going on here, folks. People that want to get vaccines and just haven't for whatever set of reasons, more on that in a minute, and those who file for waiver exemptions. Okay. And whether or not you're isolating either of those groups, the combined effect across schools in the state of Wisconsin are these steadily increasing rates of students that don't have the required vaccinations. This year, nearly 100,000 students, or 10.8% of our entire student population, did not meet minimum immunization requirements for attending school or had no vaccine record on file. I mean, that's shocking. This is an uptick from the prior year where it was around 10.1. So we've basically gone from 10% to 11%. More than half of these people are the waiver folks. Like, I'm not getting a vaccine intentionally, and here is my waiver. And this is up quite a bit. It has been creeping up. But the year before 23, so in the 22 school year, it was only 6.1%. And that, my friends, was the highest unvaccinated percentage of school students in the state since the late 90s. And now we're at 10.8?
That's ridiculous.
Truly, that is a word that could be deployed here. I want to hear what you think about this. If you're someone who has filled out a waiver for your kids, why? What's going on? Like, and there, listen, there are a few legitimate reasons. There are medical things, and the vaccine is incompatible with your child's otherwise medical
condition.
Certain
people just can't get them.
Correct. Other than that, why?
But that's also why everybody else gets them, to help the people who can't get them.
Yeah, that's kind of how these immunizations and vaccines work. So we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. I want to hear from you. What do you think about this? What can we do to push back on this? Needless to say, that nutbag RFK Jr. isn't helping much with all this problem. 855-752-4842. What do you think of this, frankly, skyrocketing rates of unvaccinated, non-immunized kids as we go back to school here in the state of Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back after these important messages. I'm gonna keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves. Shots, 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 shots.